to the next chapter of the Elephas Hour, creating stories that are fascinating yet unpredictable, inviting you to listen, think, and be entertained. Please follow the newest journey as the Elephas Hour, the series, awaits. When we last left the Blue Robin...
Evening, brother.
The buskers beat me to it now.
What a depressing implication, brother. I play the overtures to a place where you can forget such things. If you look down that sunken plaza a few short steps from us, do you see it?
I see a big blue bird.
The bird's the sign, brother. The sign of the Blue Robin.
Hello, and welcome to the Blue Robin.
You're looking for help, though, right?
I'm not sure I can afford another staff member at this time.
Why do you have the sign out there?
I do need a maintenance man.
I can do that.
Now, just to clarify, this is the start of your trial run, as we'll call it.
You're new here, right?
I'm Greg. Greg Amoreno. Your name was Patty, right?
You were paying attention last night. I like that.
I'm Patty Durant. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
What are you doing in this kitchen?
Huh?
Or, if I'm being honest, my kitchen.
You're the chef here?
I can be, and oftentimes I think I should be. This is about extra cash.
Yeah, I got a apartment rent to give.
I could point out a few other jobs to you in a few other spots nearby. Why here? Why the Blue Robin?
Hey, look, poster says the Screaming Knives are coming to play this.
Oh, they're pretty solid. Are you kidding? They're my favorites. We should come back and find out more.
I wanted to be in a band, a rock band. We thought the Screaming Knives sounded cool, so... I was being edged out. They fired me. Taught me something. I might as well teach them something.
Tomorrow, me and you, take you to my old haunt, give you more history on Patty. Where are you going?
You know, that's my own business.
There's nothing keeping you at the Blue Robin, trust me.
You don't know anything.
I think we both know who's there, but no. I don't know what you're going to do there.
Why do you care?
In this job, I have to. They canceled at the last minute. But that means... Oh, where does a manager with live acts turn to when their main guest doesn't grace the stage? Or their resident performer? The easiest thing to do is away with all live entertainment. You have the job, by the way, Greg. At the moment, your maintenance is focused on cleaning, which includes bathrooms, dining areas, the bar, the kitchen...
Nope.
Okay, what do we have up first?
This is a calamari situation. Squid.
Yep.
I'm not sure if this is fried.
Well, it's...
Oh, boy.
It's flash fried,
oh,
I think.
Oh, boy.
Flash fried.
Can you please look out for the...
What?
Hey!
This is the reason why I wanted this fried.
Online crackers just starting on the appetizers.
You can't help me with this one?
On some menus, that's considered an entree. On mine, there's always portion size to think of. You've done this, you've got it.
I've got to keep an eye on this too before it burns.
Yes, you do.
Because of your freaking instructions, R2R, I swear to...
But no, I believe in you. You're staying with that photo. Of course the bite's going to suck.
Put the phone away!
1, 2, 3.
You're fine. Let's end this. I'm done with you.
Okay.
I wanted to do this.
Like
I will. I quit.
You plated the dish? Gil. Gil.
Okay, yeah, I can see why you might not.
Hold on.
I mean, it's...
You can't leave, you...
Got the broom.
No, I got it this time.
You ever gonna stop making it?
The best food? I can't. Come straight out of me.
The smoke.
You can't assume this kept happening the week you arrived.
Since the time you got it through the vents, Jolene's had me do this.
Well, it looks like you didn't. That's turned off. No, I'll hold. My kitchen, get going.
You gotta open the window.
Nope, never that window. Leads to the dining room for pickup. You guessed what was happening in here? Only a Nimrod would open it now.
What's going on in here?
I'm busy, Jolene.
See, busy with you usually... Greg, please help him.
With what now?
Anything.
But...
Jinx. Jinx, get going.
That's not how it works.
I know. Can you help me plate this?
That was burning. You saved it.
Of course I did. But I will do it over again.
Right now? Won't they want it sooner like this?
Not when they see my way. Besides, would you? You didn't say no yet. It's not surprising. Just like all the rest, it smacks my motivation into a wall. Why do you do that to me? Jolene just wants people who get the job done.
Not a whole lot of difference, bud.
What are you... No, I'm nothing like her. I don't wear stupid heels.
You sound like her.
No. Do I?
Maybe just to me. Unless that's why that guy... What's his name? Gil just left?
He really did? He's really gone? There are miracles. That was her, wasn't it?
You're not thinking you're next?
I'm never next, not if I can help it. This is a place to stretch my culinary magic, even if my tools aren't what I need. In my family's kitchen, we learned from the best from home. Worked the hardest, had the hardest reviews, and for what? To be the best chefs! Can't do any less here.
So why are you here?
Well, first to see how a takeover would go. I got some changes that I... Alright, come on.
Hey.
Ed? This is Ed. He brings what I need. Ingredients for the best people. What have you got, Ed?
Pomegranate molasses.
Perfect. And I will pay you later.
Sure. Hey.
Hi. Never been in the back of here, so you can't park. Wait.
What?
I just thought I saw Patty.
Not likely. No one's ever come back here, actually ousted or not. Even if she's heard of the delivery service option we added. It just seems thankless.
Ed's not doing that.
Look, just help me with this.
Yeah.
You're kidding me, you live around there?
For now. Not exactly my pick.
I just didn't guess it. I guess it kind of saw you just crushed in one of those small rooms at the top of a sixth level. And it's cheap looking, but you'd fix it. Upload the look as a video.
You got my number, you can call and come over. See if it's too nice.
Gary Street is not too nice. It's okay. It's not too nice.
Artur? Come out here.
Still busy. After hours, Greg can clean the kitchen. Do not close that window. It's my kitchen. No.
If you're gonna look sad, go sit on a stand and see if a museum curator will pick you up.
I thought this was the place for the blues. The blues are internalized.
You express them through words, through music. Unearned pouting is not it. But I... No, that's just how your face is. I'm sorry. You shouldn't be sad. I should be sad. You chased off my last chef.
He did it to himself. This job's not for the uninitiated.
I believe he knew that. He just wouldn't work with someone who, quote, doesn't take food seriously, unquote.
Not if he doesn't.
Personally, I feel like the smart thing to do would be to send you on your way. But who'd be left for the restaurant? So, you are now my head chef.
Head chef implies lesser chefs.
But you don't want that, do you?
But what do you want, Jolene? Let me finish. Do you want the best meals with the best preparations, made in the best way possible, set in front of the most discerning people? That's how you get the best care. But... if you want to be like everyone else, well, just take it with me.
So, let me see if I understand. Without the motivation of them eating the food
and reviewing it specifically. There's no reason to stay on. That could be one. So if I'd already contacted those two reviewers you seem so interested in, Clark, and think of the reach you could get. Right, that's what I told them. That would motivate you.
Duh.
It's them. It's not the duty of someone who makes those wonderful dishes for others to enjoy and appreciate their work. It's not the integrity aspect. Is that right?
Of course it is.
Everything is laid out for you in there. No less, no more.
I won't stop suggesting perfectly viable changes. I also do not appreciate the hypotheticals.
What's hypothetical by your own logic? They could come in here. I just wouldn't recognize them.
They're Alma and Clark.
It's past the speak now or forever hold your peace. It's fun. Right.
You want me to see if I can... Okay. No, I paid it. Stop knocking. Oh. Hello?
Greg?
Artur? Tell me you're not cooking right now.
I don't stop. Listen, I think I'll need you for something.
Well, if it means seeing you do something else for once.
No, it's still about cooking. Jolene's not taking me seriously as a head chef.
It's just been a night, man.
But I don't think she appreciates the future benefits I can bring.
You bring food. That seems important.
But people talk about the food. The only couple of professional reviews we have of here are a few unaffected, pointless blurbs. And the online reviews from the masses are just... I don't know, I just saw one and clicked off. My food could be the Robin's reach.
You needed to tell me that?
You might have forgot. She might not take Alma and Clark seriously, but they are actual reviewers and they...
Okay, wait, who?
Alma and Clark are restaurant reviewers, not strictly critics. But they have a very wide audience, with their online channel, website, just overall darn good presence. Doesn't matter the restaurant, it could look like the cheapest... Anyway... I decided to actually reach out to them and see if they'd come here.
Oh. Well, when do you think you'll hear back? A couple of weeks?
They already got back to me. Actual chefs get faster responses.
The managers?
Wasn't in the room. But we... We found a date that... shouldn't be too much trouble. A week from now.
I don't watch the show. I don't know what you...
I'm gonna need help with the regular orders if I'm going to make something special for them when they arrive.
I don't know if you could tell, but I don't cook.
Just help me with the minute stuff. Can't always keep an eye on everything.
Even if I had the time for that.
Please, Greg. You're the only one who could help me with this. I'd make sure you get something back.
I don't think...
That delivery service? I can't promise that Patty knows or'd want to do it. But I can see if she'd come back. Be the only candidate.
You... Okay. I'll do it.
You will? Then come back over. By the way, where are you?
Just leaving home for... What? Hey again.
Yeah, I sent Ed there to wait on you if you were out or in.
Oh.
Just send him back. Bye.
You haven't got a minute, do you? Just going back to the Blue Robin.
Cool. Well, my guy, Artur, you know him, the chef, he's got a business invite for you.
What's that?
Oh, it's just a list, man.
Yeah, I know. I said I'd do it.
So the shopping, too?
Shopping?
Artur often sends me to the stores to get all the extra stuff for his food. And it varies. Sometimes I go to a main grocery store, other times it's like a specific kind of place. Like a fish market, Hispanic owned. Oh, fish market.
I actually started delivering him from a depot on the lakeside.
Now you're just his go-to guy for stuff?
Well, I really want to buy this carrot someday.
Carrots can't be that expensive. Does it grow in, like, milk or something?
Not that Yeah, it's the right brand of jelly.
I'll spread that on the veggies. Right. Now. Plate, ladle. Now. Wait. Sink on there a little. Order up.
You did try to call, right? A tour?
Figured it wasn't really for him. We're not that chatty.
How you doing, Betty?
I guess I'm supposed to be talking about this delivery service.
You were interested, right?
I want a job.
It's nice that you're back here, though.
Is Jolene out here?
No. You'd be taken out to places on a regular...
Not sure Artur would want you to call it takeout.
Well, he's not right here. It's just us.
Why is that? Not that he's a better interviewer, but...
Well, I'm not... I mean, I am, but... Just...
I did want to deliver something from here. One of those little strawberry cakes for a relative. I need it 4 days from now.
Okay.
So, you can tell Artur...
I'll do it.
You'll tell him, or you'll make it.
I could make it.
Really?
But you've never baked one, that's what you're saying?
Can't be that hard.
I don't think you've seen those little things. They look like... They look like that, on that display.
It needs all that extra stuff on it?
If you're doing it the cheap way like this, maybe not. I don't know. You know who does know?
You're not helping.
I'm going to try and make trout fillets. Chinook trout with a little bit of demerara and a light salad. It might look simple, but the effort ought to have the best hand. How are your hands?
Gonna have to make something else.
We'll use practice fish. I'll have Ed make an order for that chinook. Let's go.
Be sure to check out our other videos on the Alma and Clark channel. We've got a lot more reviews over there. And don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe. Yeah. Let's loose.
Now you've seen an episode.
I get why people like them. They're funny.
They care. That's how I got here.
What about me?
Well, what do you care about, Greg?
Other things. I care about this cake I'm supposed to make.
All right, your cake. Ed should have been by here with my salmon. Alma and Clark will be here in a couple of hours.
Counting the traffic, though? Those things can last forever when the day's over.
Darn it, that stopped Ed, too. He told me he had to drive the depot truck for a few deliveries. Does he even have the trout?
What do we do if he doesn't get here?
I don't...
We've still got some practice fish in the fridge, right? You could serve up one of those.
That's not what I'd said I'd do.
Would they notice?
Season 5, Episode 2, Rembrandt's Grill, Home of the Best Chinook. Yes. Why would I do that?
If that's the only choice you've got. Maybe if you explained it to them, I know you'd still give a good lunch.
Yes. But what happened to what I promised? What if I can still get it? I need to know, at least.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna find Ed. I'm thinking he's still at the depot, which means not a little walking from here. Come on.
What? Hang on.
You got baking to do?
What if Jolene finds out?
That's why we're walking now.
Please tell me we're near the sea now.
It's a lake. It doesn't actually open to the ocean.
What are the odds?
This would be Ed's path by walking and riding the trains. We're almost at the depot. We
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute. There's left in the truck. But he's going... Turn on that lap. About to get an overpass. Right here.
Past it doesn't look too promising. There's not a lighter turn way.
Shit. There it is. That's the truck.
Three car rows away. Last one near the other side of the street's farther.
They like playing in traffic. No one's moving.
Why? Trying to get in the truck?
Yes.
Great.
What? Are you crazy?
Coming from you.
Maybe if we add a sign. Ed! Ed! Can we come around? If you're doing that, somebody needs to get in the back.
Where's my fish?
What's my fish? You want something, man.
Get the old space to yourself. By space, closet space.
Those are actually other orders, so if you could not... Mine? You're keeping it cool, right here. Oh, but the driver's seat's only a few inches from the motor. That's not cool.
Wrapped it in an ice pack.
How long you been out here? Over 45 minutes.
I'm guessing.
We got it. Nope.
Yeah. Inching on that overpass. There. That's what we call an accomplishment right now. Baby steps. It was getting lonely.
So... No one told you amaretto's like a flavoring, huh?
Does everyone know that?
Probably not. But, you know, you put it in your baking, your coffee.
It's not a real name.
No, might have been once. What do you think, Artur? He's...
Waiting for the exit. Can't blame him. We've got work to do.
I know, I'm sorry. What do you want me to do?
Let us off here. It's close enough to the sunken strip. And the Blue Robin.
You sure?
Sidewalk. Our side.
Okay. Go get them.
Unless they're already there.
Sorry.
Whoops. Let me get...
Hey, let me help you with that, bud.
Hey! Hey, give it back!
What happened?
Someone snatched our fish.
Stop! That's our fish!
What?
That's our fish!
A fish?
No, don't! Man!
Oh. Shoot. Very... Catch!
No, just bring it.
Now what?
We run.
But then we'll look just like that guy.
You've thought of everything, haven't you? Fast hustle, then. Yes. Back. Time to cook. Pan.
Already out.
Oh, thank me. Seasonings.
What do I need to do?
Get Jolene off my tail. I know we just opened. Go see.
Okay.
Do you mean you ordered ahead?
Well, we had a back and forth with the chef about what was being prepared ahead of time. Not to say it's already prepared. We'd love to have a look around.
Of course. Is this table going to be all right? I think so. Clark? Right with you. Oh, man. Is anybody out there?
Jolene's kind of busy. Just keep it that.
I can?
Yeah.
Okay. A little oil. Maybe get the broom.
It should have already been in the kitchen, too. Not here, not over there. Greg's stupid. Why would it be in the fridge next to a cake? Cake. Patty, you were supposed to... This... It's in a plastic box. Is this one of the cakes? It's made already?
Yeah.
I'll just duck out here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Hey,
it. Is that the cake?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Can I see? It's in a plastic box. That's a nice touch. You still made this, right?
No. I guess Artur bought it for me.
Well, thanks for the honesty.
It's not helping trying to get you here.
This was just about doing something nice for family, you know.
Right, I'm sorry. I hope it works out.
Thanks for this. Bye.
Bye. Way to go, Greg. Okay, last dish.
I'm usually dissatisfied when a day is over. I mean, I am, but I'm just glad it is.
So?
Ed, you got your deliveries out?
Yeah. How'd the lunch go?
Cooked the Chinook to the best of my culinary abilities. Even tried to fancy up the result, but got that took a while. But, you know, got it out as soon as Elma and Clark were sitting down. They loved it. And if they loved the place, that ought to get Jolene off my back. If they just came earlier to look around.
Who says they didn't?
They did. They did? You knew?
I didn't think you'd want to know right away. You'd care about the food more.
I did. I needed to. That's what got us in this mess. Thanks. To both of you. Maybe Jolene hasn't changed her mind about me. But the help you gave got my respect.
I still wish I could have made that cake.
Could you have? You didn't need to. I did. I stuck it in a box in the fridge.
You...
Patty's already got it? Don't tell me. You try to pass it off as yours.
Well...
Hey, so... The cake was enjoyed. Didn't really want to tell everyone that it came from a store, though. Is Jolene still in there? Can I get back?
What are you doing?
Going in for a job interview. Possibly.
That's...
A store? You told her it came from a store?
Betty, maybe you should use the front door?
You had the guts to say something like that. That immaculate. Took 3 hours.
Crazy people.
Ed.
Hey. Hey, Delia, babe. What are you doing here?
I wanted to see this place.
Come on, you seen the depot?
This place, the Blue Robin?
It's just crazy people here.
Hey, did you ever get that guy's name you were talking about? The Greg guy?
Yeah. Why?
What is it?
It's pretty goofy. Get this. It's amaretto.
Amaretto?
Yeah, the flavor stuff. What's up?
Well, I got some work today.
That's cool. What is it?
Can we walk back as I...
Sure.
So besides the name, what else do you know about him?
I don't know. Why are you so curious? What's your work?
It's different. But I think it's the kind I've been looking for.
You've been listening to The Blue Robin, Head Chef, on The Elephas Hour. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to comment and or subscribe. The Blue Robin, Head Chef was written and directed by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and the music. The Blue Robin theme song was written and performed by Zachary Williams. Be sure to return in 3 weeks for the next installment of The Blue Robin on The Elephas Hour.